Hey, my name is Legacy from the Perfect 10 Club, and you're listening to 90.7 WGXC ACRA.
The views expressed by on-air volunteer hosts do not reflect the views of Wavefarm or WGXC. WGXC is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXC's on-air dialogue, call 518-622-2598. To either call in live to the studio or record a 3-minute message for broadcast expressing your point of view, or send an email to info@wgxc.org.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Christopher Funkhauser and Amy Huffnagel of Ossining, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hi, everyone. It's Lily, the youth peer leader from Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County's Clubhouse. Are you a teen wanting to learn more about health education? Maybe you're looking to complete your volunteer hours or in need of a job. The weekly teen clinic on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Family Planning, located on the third floor of the county building on Main Street in Catskill, can help you answer any of your questions. Information can be found at greengovernment.com. Hope to see you there.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 4th. Local early morning temperatures range from 52 degrees in Steventown to 57 in Scoterhook. Regional average soil temperature is 71 degrees. Air quality will be moderate. Today will be nice. A high of 79 happens at 4 p.m. Dew points will be in the 50s, and the skies will be sunny. Overnight, open up those windows. Temperatures fall to 57 degrees. Tomorrow, the dew point increases, turning the afternoon a bit humid. We get a high of 83 at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures dip to 65 degrees. Then, Sunday, we'll have a high of 90 at 4 p.m. Sunny, with dew points in the upper 60s, making it feel pretty sticky. Monday, we get a high of 92 and rain in the afternoon. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:19 a.m., high tide at 10:43 a.m., low tide again at 5:24 p.m., then high tide once again at 11:21 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 78 degrees and the tide strength is average. Sunset today will be at 8:21 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:21 a.m. Looking way up, we see our new visitor is confirmed to be an extrasolar comet with an eccentricity greater than 6. Aliens might be getting interested in us. I wonder why. X-class flare chances are at 1%. Plasma winds will be slow at 368 kilometers per second with a thin density of 3 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently solar max standard with an S2 level noise floor. There are no chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 118. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Roadside flare, I got a feeling I can take you there. Build a stage and you can build a dream. Across the world the people gonna scream. I'm a DIY daddy and there's nothing that can compare. I got a beard and I got a full head of hair. You catch feelings when you catch my goddamn stare. Walk the yard when the grass is green. Took you 5 years just to break the scene. Your daddy is rich, but he can't.
paradise is quite a scene. When your fears are true, just call my name and I'll come running, running. I'm a DIY daddy and there's nothing that can compare.
Service Daily Newscast for Friday, July 4th, 2025. I'm Edwin J. Vieira. The Congressional Budget Reconciliation Bill passed the House of Representatives by a 218-214 vote. Only two Republicans joined Democrats in voting against the bill. Proponents cheer the bill as the cornerstone of President Donald Trump's agenda to cut waste, fraud, and abuse from federal spending. But critics call the bill harmful, noting it slashes funding for social safety net programs like Medicaid and SNAP, and now heads to the president's desk for his signature or veto. Healthcare advocates say rural patients will have even fewer options due to provisions within the federal budget plan. Catherine Carley has more.
In addition to significant cuts to Medicaid, providers that offer abortion care would be prohibited from accepting Medicaid payments for any other family planning or reproductive care services. Kayla Montgomery with Planned Parenthood of Northern New England says the restriction could close nearly 200 health centers in rural and medically underserved areas.
We're talking about cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, birth control. It pushes those services further out of reach for millions.
More than half of the 2 million patients nationwide who rely on Planned Parenthood have Medicaid insurance, which is already prohibited from paying for almost all abortions. Backers of the Senate's budget plan say it's needed to trim federal spending, but efforts to defund Planned Parenthood have been decades in the making.
With the 4th of July holiday weekend here, North Dakotans might be out at parades, fireworks shows, and barbecues. But new polling indicates many Americans are struggling to feel good about the state of the country. Mike Moen has that story.
A new Gallup survey shows 58% of U.S. adults say they're proud to be an American. While there are some partisan splits, the overall percentage is a record low for the annual poll question. Barbara Hedrick with the League of Women Voters in North Dakota says it's not surprising given the sharp divides between the two major parties, but she feels there's something else at play.
There is still an after effect, I believe, from the pandemic, from that separation from each other that we had.
Hedrick says the pandemic was so politicized is another complicating factor that prevented the country from healing. She says it's understandable some Americans are very concerned about various rights being taken away. However, she notes the U.S. has deep flaws throughout its history, and there's still many more rights afforded today than in past decades.
While many in Alabama may be looking forward to a weekend of fireworks, Montgomery Fire Rescue is reminding residents using them inside that city's limits is against the law.
Captain Tavon Ping Pon says possession, sale, or use of any fireworks is illegal in Montgomery and could lead to fines. He encourages families to enjoy the city's public celebration instead of putting themselves and their neighbors at risk.
First and foremost, it's illegal to use fireworks, possess, or even sell within the city limits. Anything to do with fireworks should be off limits and it should be left to a trained professional.
Montgomery will host a free public fireworks display at the Riverfront Amphitheater starting at 8 p.m. Shantia Hudson reporting.
This is Public News Service. With Donald Trump in the White House, Illinois and the nation face new challenges about who belongs in the United States. Nationality has become a flashpoint, and studies show folks tend to have an implicit bias about who fits the bill for being American. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Experts say many associate the term American with white people who speak English, even if they initially say otherwise. University of Chicago psychology professor Katherine Kinsler explains people don't always consciously exclude individuals from being American and can be vocal about how ridiculous the notion of being white to be American sounds.
And yet those same people, when given a more subtle task of what they think of when they think of what it means to be American, they might just be a little bit faster to identify somebody who's white and who speaks speaks English as being American versus somebody else.
She says humans categorize others using cognitive shortcuts, which can cause prejudice and stereotypes and lead to real-world consequences like determining hiring decisions and ultimately making individuals feel like they don't belong.
President Donald Trump's budget bill would end some tax credits one Kansas manufacturer says are vital to American competitiveness abroad. More from Simone Perez.
Kurt Nikens runs a company that manufactures electric yard hostlers, chargers, and battery storage systems in Kansas City. He explains his industrial customers use the $40,000 tax credit to help purchase his all-electric yard hostlers for loading and unloading cargo. Senate Republicans voted to cut that tax credit by September. Nikens says EV manufacturers and renewable energy companies in general frequently compete with Chinese manufacturers, who are subsidized by their government.
If we don't support clean energy from materials to manufacturing to assembly, even clean energy products all the way up to vehicles in this bill, then we are really handing dominance to China for all of that.
Policies like the EV tax credits from President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act have been in the Trump administration's crosshairs. Republican lawmakers have argued that market competition should be the driving force on which vehicles, electric or gas, people drive.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of Appalachian Mountain Advocates and the Center for Biological Diversity, allowing portions of the Monongahela National Forest to be protected from mining activities by South Fork Coal Company. The court ruled the company's bankruptcy proceedings weren't enough to pause the lawsuit.
Attorney Andrew Young with Allegheny Blue Ridge Alliance says the Federal Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement will ultimately decide if coal hauling will be allowed to resume.
The agency will issue a decision on those valid existing rights, determining whether or not this surface mining company has a valid right to conduct these operations in the forest.
The U.S. Forest Service is also named in the suit. Plaintiffs say allowing coal trucks and heavy equipment into the forest violates the Endangered Species Act. The court's decision allows both the lawsuit against the Forest Service and the ongoing administrative appeals within the Department of the Interior to proceed while the coal company remains in bankruptcy. Nadia Rumlagan reporting.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
I don't burn for you like I used to. Do you
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Summer barbecues can be a great time to catch up with friends and relatives, but it can be stressful when you do not see eye to eye on topics like climate change. You may hear someone dismissing the issue or repeating incorrect information they read online, and it can be hard to know what to say in those moments. But Philip Newell of the Climate Action Against Disinformation Coalition has some tips.
First and foremost, what you can do is talk about climate action as if it's popular, because it is.
Research shows that most Americans support climate solutions like renewable energy, but many of them underestimate how many others share their views. So by simply stating what you believe, you may help others feel more comfortable speaking up and shift the tone of the conversation. And if you want to debunk misinformation head-on, Newell says you should start and end with the facts.
You can serve up what's known as a truth sandwich. So you lead with the main facts, and then you warn people about the myth very carefully, and then you close by reiterating the reality.
So rather than arguing about false claims, you can work on emphasizing what's true. Human-caused climate change is real. It's affecting people now, and there's widespread support for taking action. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Thank you. Exploring Science in the Sea. A couple of years ago, marine biologists bought some giant sea bugs from fishers in Vietnam. The creatures had been pulled from the mud at the bottom of the South China Sea. They were up to a foot long, weighed a couple of pounds, and had armor plating. The creature had never been cataloged before. It was a new species. Its face resembled the mask of Darth Vader, so the scientists named the sea bug after him. Bathynomus vaderi is one of thousands of marine species discovered in recent years. The list includes fish, corals, crabs, worms, jellies, and others. Unlike the giant sea bug, most have been gathered during scientific expeditions. In early 2024, for example, researchers announced the discovery of more than 100 new species off the west coast of South America. The scientists had sampled life along an underwater mountain chain at depths of up to 3 miles. Each mountain had its own ecosystem, including deep-sea coral reefs and sponge gardens. Another group found more than 5,000 new species across a wide span of the Pacific Ocean, between Hawaii and Mexico. It's a prime site for possible mining operations, which biologists say could destroy entire species. Some new species have been found in closets. In 2023, researchers classified some fish that had been captured and preserved 30 years earlier. An international group hopes to catalog tens of thousands of new species over the coming decade, no matter where they find them. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Between the tides.
Thank you.